you like that? I mean, did you really like that? Yeah, kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
We'll be right back. key to enjoy. A cigarette in hand was the key to understanding, to seek out and to destroy. The mindless oversight, a string of faithless nights. We sing again, sing together with quiet eyes that lower my chins and my chest.
Number two here on the True Fidelity Show. Welcome to it.
Oh, yes.
I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
C Fry.
And I'm on one.
And Squeeze had to leave the room.
Squeak.
Yes. God. Like a mouse. Out the door he went. Hey, we just opened up that hour, this hour, not that hour, because we're in this hour now. Chris Walla would sing again. Matthew Santos doing I Can Hear the Trains Coming. And White Orange off their brand new Anawa EP with Either Or. Love those guys. Go back to vinyl. One of the most beautiful vinyls I've ever received was from White Orange. It's the, you know, they have picture discs.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most ornate, amazing.
Was it White and Orange?
No, it was not.
White Dang Orange it. Is the new blue black.
Got yeah. it. Oh. It's a Bruce.
White Orange.
Nice.
I'm craving creamsicles all of a sudden.
Exactly. They're a band out of Portland, but they tour a lot. So they say they're from Portland, but they roam around California and the Midwest quite a bit. So if they're in your area, highly recommend. They only play here about once, maybe twice a year, and it's always a good time seeing the White Orange. And it's always good to be here on True Fidelity. Want to thank all of our syndicated stations who carry us. And we have some new ones. We have Scene FM.
That's nice.
So, or S-I-N-E.
S-I-N-E. F-M. Well, thank you for listening. Yeah.
Pro Flow Radio. How
Sounds
about
like
that?
A plumber. Pro Flow.
No, it's Pro Flow. Like, it's they're flowing the music out. They're
got
doing,
the
doing
flow,
a good job,
baby.
Yeah. Pro Flow Radio. We want to thank those guys and everybody else who's on board with the True Fidelity train as we move forward this week. This is Sloan, their band out of Canada, with Set in Motion. We will be right back.
They're coming out with the movie version of my life based on the novel that shouldn't have been written either. I called them up and asked to meet the director to see who would play me, and he said he talked about
about actors, but thought instead that playing yourself might lend some cred. All this time, I'm trying to halt the production.
Lose my face, just lose my
Kiss Mama right there.
Sweet.
Off of their album. And song is named the same. A Reckoning is Coming. Local boys.
Oh, yeah.
Who will be touring Europe soon.
Soon.
So good on them. A lot of press being around those guys right now.
Yeah.
They've been working hard. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, so. They have. One of those bands still remaining in our area. That
yeah, good on them. I don't see them actually playing around here much, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess busy in Europe.
Yeah, I guess so. Good on them, though. Yellow Ostrich. Japan. Yeah, we heard Yellow Ostrich in there with Marathon Runner. And why wouldn't the ostrich be yellow?
Or a marathon runner.
Yeah.
With those legs.
Yes. I wouldn't want to run against one. And Sloan, band out of Canada, was Set in Motion. Sloan, by the way, been around a long time. I really like those guys. And if they ever come to your area, I highly recommend you checking them out live because they put on a great show. And they're very Beatles-esque in some ways, but they've brought it up with like some really crunchy guitars and stuff. Just a lot of really cool harmonies and you know, real quick hooks, real pop masters, those Sloan characters.
Great.
Crunchy.
All right. All right. It's time for the Independent Music Website of the Week, right here on the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D. If you didn't know that already, I'll remind you again. This week it is the IndieRockCafe.com. That's right, IndieRockCafe.com. 15,000 likes on the old Facebook. It's a very cool website. One of the things I really enjoy about this is lots of free music. They don't mind you downloading
right
on this site. I assume they get the artist's permission, but I'm not positive. I would
as
not.
Long as the artist can choose how they self-promote for free, then that's great.
Right. They have very cool, right on the top of the page, they have their Artist of the Week. What, and my favorite segment is the top do-it-yourself bands. It's very, right, very cool. Top 10 playlists they have, and they're MP3 mixes, so you don't even have to choose. You can just download, and they have their curators just pick a bunch of different indie bands, nice little tidy package in MP3, mm-hmm, and just bam, down they go. Great articles, the music videos. They have a segment called Best Music Videos, which, I mean, how do you not like that, right? Because
right,
they're the best.
Says so right in the name.
And I'm surprised by how many indie bands are actually doing videos and really good quality videos because they're not cheap.
No.
So they're on display here.
Cool.
There's also one. This is an interesting segment. It is called Almost Missed. Almost Missed. It's indie bands that didn't really want to hit it,
mm-hmm,
but are actually gaining a lot of traction.
Nice.
So they kind of, you know, they kind of flipped it on everybody.
Sure.
You know, there's the near misses. These are the ones that almost missed, but nope, people found out about them.
They were hit.
they really like them. So put that into your tray. Check it out on a daily basis or a weekly basis. Indie Rock Cafe. It's where I go. It's one of my go-to places for downloading killer tracks and watching videos. Not a lot of articles on there, and that's okay, because sometimes I just get tired of reading.
Or at least your eyes do.
Exactly.
Yours are lazy.
I'm Big D. I'm reporting for TrueFi. Go to it, IndieRockCafe.com. They are indie rock music website of the week.
Still my 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. I'm out of money and I'm out of friends. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. And whoa, that's the way it goes. And whoa, and so it goes. There's blood on my shirt and there's puke on my shoes. It's 3 a.m.
I'm reaching the sun. dead roads for us to ride. I'm standing on the edge, the unknown, knowing that I won't be alone.
Immediately, please. everything, it's moving so fast, it's running day. Everything you know is right, it's running day. You know we feel so fine, it's running day.
Everybody, welcome back to the True Fidelity Show. Rolling into the pretty much the end of hour number two. We have a little bit left to do. We have some business to take care of.
Time for business.
Yeah. But first, we just heard Bonson Burner with Running Days. Sir O, he's out of England, with Please Stop Talking. And I think that was a personal note. Laboratory 5 doing Sub Level Number 7. The Flying Tortugas. Doing 3 a.m. And who hasn't lived that? And a Big Wheel Stunt Show in their Puget Blues here on the big show. As you know, Patrick Galactic is not here today.
Well, as you've probably figured out.
I think they figured it out. Yeah. I mean, we haven't heard him. He didn't like he usually does. You know, that goopy, weird entrance he does from the interstellar highways.
Slimed.
But what's the deal with Galactic? What did he do? He fell off a horse or something? What happened?
I'm sure
we got a message. It was something.
Yeah. I think some of the molecules in the transporter that he uses.
Yeah,
got kicked like by Chewbacca.
His knee got left behind when he tried to transport or something.
Somehow he can't walk.
Yeah,
he needs to learn to teleport.
Exactly.
Transporting is
teleporting is much easier.
No kidding. Mm. If I had a superpower,
that would
I
be
would
it.
Teleport. Oh yeah.
Really? Where would you teleport to?
Anywhere I wanted.
Yeah, but where? Like, where's the first stop?
Oh God!
She would be
world.
Popping in and out of places like nuts.
Because she's ADD. Pop, I know. Can you imagine? She would. That thing would be burnt out in like an hour.
No. All over the world, though. I mean, it would be limits, but.
Well, what would the first stop be? Off the top of your head.
That's the thing, though. If you had that power, you'd be like, what? You'd be on Google, like, where can I go now?
No,
ding!
I'd be sunny. Somewhere sunny.
Yeah, somewhere sunny.
Immediately.
Fiji, yeah. Australia, somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see, some island
for
somewhere.
How long? And then, you know.
So I had to do this damn show, yeah. And then I'd come back.
Someone's
you'd
yelling
pop
at
in
you?
Just
I
for that,
would.
Right?
Would.
You'd top back.
You'd come back
oh,
in.
Oh, there's
and
a cool party going on in New York. Let's pop
teleport.
In over there. Let's pop
in. Just pop
back.
In. Like,
yeah.
I like that. See, I think very small. I think just an island with some sun.
But
really?
No,
I'm thinking,
once you got used to that power, man, you'd be in and out all the time.
I would transport to Fort Knox first.
That would help.
And then
I thought
inside of a bank
idea.
Vault or something.
I would say I would
leave
think
it to on
one would be like teleporting to some, you know, cannabis field.
Oh, then Amsterdam.
Right. There you
Fort
go.
Knox, Amsterdam, and then really you could take the power away because
we'd never see him again. It'd be all over.
Because you'd just be laying there anyway.
He wouldn't need it no more.
All right. Well, since Galactic's not here, I'm gonna fill in for him as we do this. Yee-haw! Apparently he was riding them the wrong way and just bucked right off.
Side saddle?
All right, everybody, it's time for the indie label of the week. I am not Patrick Galactic. I'm Big D. As you know, there's plenty of labels out there to choose from, but this one actually chose us. So we got to give them big props. Berserk Records. That's B-A-R-S-U-K. Barsuk Records.
Okay.
Barsuk.
I have no idea.
Barsuk is fun to say.
Yeah. Barsuk? It's B-A-R-S-U-K, barsuk.com. You're going to recognize a lot of these artists because we played them on our show today.
Right on.
Cymbals Eat Guitars, Long Winters, Not a Surf, Yellow Ostrich, Chris Staples, Say Hi, Chris Walla. All these people are on there. And they also have, I think you've heard of this group, a little group called Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, they're on
there.
Man.
Yeah, those guys. They're on there. Rah Rah Riot's on there. In fact, Rah Rah Riot releasing a limited edition Black Friday 7-inch single. So there's something to look forward to. Mm. It's a very cool website. They're very, very nice people. Not just that they reached out to us, but no, it is because they just reached out to us. That's why I'm saying.
We're very flattered.
Yeah, we're grateful.
All we think about.
Yeah, yeah. But their website's very cool. You can shop on there. You can buy all kind of cool stuff, even limited edition vinyl and cassettes. What's the deal with cassettes coming back in like huge form these days?
More like a keepsake kind of thing.
Is it?
Because yeah.
How do you even play them anymore?
But that's what I'm saying. I was reading something on that a couple months ago, and I don't remember the details, but just that more often than not, it's like just a cool little keepsake. It's not really okay. for the point of listening to. Because
well, here's the deal: if you go onto their website right now, they have a plethora of LPs, CDs, and stuff at 20% off. And that's just me letting you know.
An entire plethora.
Yes, which means a lot of stuff.
Right.
You can watch their videos on the website, and they have their whole list of all the artists and everybody that they represent. Very cool.
Barsuk. Where are they out of?
They are out of a place in the U.S. I don't know where they're from.
Okay.
No, they're from the Midwest somewhere.
Gotcha.
I think they're out of, I could be mistaken here. I believe they're out of Wisconsin.
I'm sorry I asked.
No, that's okay. I tried to look that up, but I couldn't find it.
Gotcha.
That's one of those things that as a host, I like to keep under my belt, but thank you for outing me.
Right. Well, you know, maybe now the label will post that information somewhere.
No, you know where they're actually from?
I don't. That's why I asked.
They are from Seattle, Washington.
Ooh, I know where that is.
You want me to give you the address too?
No.
They are based out of Seattle, Washington, but a lot of their artists are from the Midwest. That's the deal there. So, anyway, they are our indie label of the week, Barsuk. I'm going to say Barsuk.
Okay.
Because it could be Barsuk.
Way more but fun it's to
bars,
say.
Bars suck. Okay. Maybe.
Well, they could.
That jail could bars suck. Leave that.
Galactic, we need you back. This is a train wreck. Just go visit them. www.barsuk.
You told me to participate.
.com.
Barsuk.
All right, here we go. Here's the Dandy Warhols with Shaken. We'll be back.
Yes.
Shaking, oh, you got me high. I didn't know till now I'm not that good, but you were drinking and thinking all night. You were hot, so you thought you didn't wanna try. You were getting older, I was getting wiser, not. You could see no reason to be any nicer, but I still can't seem to help but want you back, Well, you said I'm lazy, well maybe you're right. I turned around and said, baby, baby, you act like a star. You did not anything, who did you think you are? You were getting older, I was getting wiser, not. You can see no reason to be any nicer, but
got and you learn how to like it, but I still can't seem to help but want you back.
Now it suddenly ceased.
But for some of us, that time didn't exist at all. And it's appalling how low your expectations can fall when they got you feeling small and economy's crawling. And nobody can save you, so who are you calling? The system's been corrupted, so the engine is stalling. I'm sick of playing it safe, so now I'm throwing it all in. And
money ain't what I need. Got the earth to walk and the air to breathe. No, I'm not wasting no time.
Riverside with Better Days, which is what we hope for all of us here heading into the heading into the week. And before that, Dandy Warhols doing Shakin'. Hey, heads up on the Dandies. If you are in the Puget Sound region, which we happen to be, they have their big Christmas concert that they're doing at the Crystal Ballroom down in Portland. It will sell out. It's the Pagan Christmas concert or whatever.
Right on.
They do it. They do it every year.
Pagan
it,
and Christ in the same whole.
Well, they do a Christmas show every year, and they have all kinds of surprises. They usually pull up a special guest on stage. I know Brian Jonestown Massacre joined them one time, and usually it's a lot of fun. It's $20 general admission. It will sell out. So heads up on that.
You going to that?
I am going to that.
Nice.
C Fry.
Yeah.
You're giving me that the 30-second finger?
That would be.
Okay.
Only 30 seconds.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully Glock will be back next week. We will be for sure. Hopefully you will be as well. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
C Fry.
And I'm on one.
And we will see you next week here on the True Fidelity Show.
Showing.
When the raindrops hit the ground in Seattle, we don't get down, 'cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's truefishow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same Fi time, same Fi channel.